Shipping deadlines are here, new Oreo flavors and ruining video games. This is a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, holidays are here. I mean, they're really, it's a couple days away. Christmas right around the corner, less than a week away. And if you have not mailed your packages or whatever you need to get to your, relatives or whoever else around the country, time is winding down.
And that would be me. I'm in that category.
I heard you talking this morning, and that's what made me think of this. There's this website called Black Friday. What is it called? BestBlackFriday.com. And they have kind of outlined the very last, like the last second, last ditch effort that you can have to get something in the mail. So if you're looking like today, if you want to get something to whoever by Christmas, you're going to have to use like FedEx, Express Saver, or USPS First Class. But this is what I find amazing. On Christmas itself, December 25th, FedEx is offering same-day service.
Really?
Is that crazy?
That is so... How? Talk about procrastinating.
No doubt, right? You can, and even on Sunday, Christmas Eve, Amazon is offering same day and 2 hour. Also on a Saturday is offering a 1 day delivery.
It might cost you more than the gift you actually bought that you're sending, but
so true.
You have that option.
I was sending something last week and I'm like, oh yeah, send it, whatever. I think priority mail or something like that. And I got like a sticker shock. I go, no, you know what? Just make it regular, parcel post.
They'll forgive me.
Yeah, exactly. It'll make it there. It'll take a week longer. But wow, yeah, this is it's amazing that that they're still promising to get it to you. And plus, it's weird this year because Christmas is on a Monday.
It's like a one less day.
And also, there's not typically delivery on Sundays.
Right.
So now you got this combo of Christmas Eve and a Sunday. But they're promising. Amazon says it's going to happen. So your time is winding down, but you've still got a little bit of time for the king procrastinators. And I know that I kind of fall into that category. Also, on this BestBlackFriday.com website, I'm not kidding you. This list, you can scroll forever. I haven't even heard of half of these stores that they have on this list, but they have every last. Moment that you can possibly ship something from everything from Bed Bath & Beyond to Kmart to Walmart. So there you go.
We have a speed bump on our block, and it's kind of right in front of our house. And I swear for the last week, I keep hearing boom, boom, like huge trucks going over the speed bump. Because the first time I heard it, it was kind of loud. It's not just a car,
Yeah, yeah.
Makes a bit of noise, and now it's just gotten so common.
But I
keep hearing, it's FedEx, UPS. Like, I'm exaggerating, but it seems like every half hour there's another truck just going down the street making deliveries.
I got something delivered came from Amazon, but it came in an enterprise truck. So, a contractor, rented a truck. And she rang the bell, and by the time I got downstairs, they were gone, but I caught her just up the street. I'm like, hey, did you have a package for me? She's like, oh, I left it in your bushes. And I'm like, okay, but like.
And I would have known to look there.
Exactly. For one thing, like, why would I have looked at my bushes? But, I'm assuming we just have some bushes right next to the apartment that's where they would be.
Right.
But no, she like actually threw it into the bushes. like it's not just like setting down in the dirt or anything. It's up in the bushes.
So like she a nice just soft landing.
Gave it a little toss, So anyway.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah. Good news is it was on time.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, right? According to the companies. Well, everyone loves holiday baking, cookies.
My mom makes some of the greatest holiday cookies, this shortbread. I love it.
Ooh.
That's the best. You're right. Holiday times are great for homemade cookies.
Yes, definitely. And also, it's a great time for store-bought cookies.
Kind of is.
It's kind of always.
Is there ever a bad time for cookies?
Yes. Cookies, period. Store-bought, homemade, doesn't matter. Well, there's rumors of some up-and-coming new flavors of Oreos. These sound pretty awesome.
I tell you what, Oreo has really been branching out. I always said, why ever mess with an Oreo?
Yeah.
It's the most perfect cookie.
It is. I mean, the original, as is, It's just fine.
But they've had some good ones.
Yeah. Some have been a little
some a little sketchy. The cotton candy one the Peeps one. That was a little odd. But yeah. What do we got coming up?
But these sound pretty good. So the company itself hasn't made any announcement, it doesn't sound like. But there's an Instagram user at Junk Banter who seems to be in the know.
Yeah.
And there's a new flavor called chocolate peanut butter pie.
Man, that sounds
which
delicious.
Sounds so good. So it's going to have apparently a graham cracker-like crust. Or, the cookie part.
Sure, yeah.
Will be graham cracker flavored with a swirl of peanut butter and chocolate cream in the middle. That sounds amazing.
I tell you, I want a chocolate peanut butter pie right now.
I know. And food blogger The Junk Food Aisle says Rocky Road Trip Oreos might also be coming out.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
Yeah. So then there's more. There's more than that.
I saw one. They've got Cherry Cola coming out as well, and that is one that I really want to try.
That's an interesting flavor, I know, right? for a cookie.
I bet it'd be good.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the holidays a little bit here. And did you get all the gifts that you need to get for everybody?
No.
No, you didn't. No.
Not even close.
Well, if you are looking to get some of those Apple AirPods, those mm-hmm. wireless headphones that they have now, you're probably going to be a little SOL on that because there's a shortage and you can't find them anywhere.
Oh man, yeah. They're just out.
They are out.
Did not anticipate the demand for.
Well, apparently they called this back in May, and Tim Cook, Apple CEO, addressed it. He says we have an increased production capacity for AirPods, working to get them to customers, but we are still not able to meet the strong level of demand.
Oh man.
A couple options though. That's the thing. You don't need these things. Those are overpriced and they're not even as good as some of the other stuff out there. Check out the Samsung Gear Icon X wireless earbuds. Those things are so cool. The little like the AirPods, the case charges them and stuff.
That's cool.
But
yeah.
It also like monitors your heart rate and does all this other stuff. While you're using them.
Right.
You can get the Braggy Dash Pro wireless earbuds are also pretty cool. The Beats Power Beats 3 Wireless Hero 2, it's a long name, are also pretty cool, And those actually like clip around your ears and stuff like that, so they're a little more secure. Now, I was hopping around to eBay because eBay has everything. Mm-hmm. And you can get the AirPods are everywhere on eBay, tons of them. However, you're going to pay big. I was looking at them anywhere between $250 and $350 for a new set of AirPods.
Wow. And what's the going?
About $150.
Oh, wow. So,
now, you can find them for $150, but they're all used.
Okay.
So,
I don't know. There's some things you don't want to buy used.
Right? Stuff you stick in your body.
It's kind of a little too close for comfort. I don't know.
Yeah, I know it's your ear. You can clean it off, but man, everybody's got their own. So anyway, and it's going to – eBay is very good at some of the people, the pictures that they post are very good at – like if you're jonesing for these things, if you need them, something awful, it's like it's that gift, but you don't want to get like totally taken to the bank for them. There's these people who are posting pictures, and they've just got – piles of brand new ones sitting there, if you're somebody who really, really needs these for a gift, you're probably looking at that going, "This just jerk, man." Yeah. it's only gouging me,
Yeah.
So So there you go. I'm lucky. I think I got all my gift purchasing done. But I think the best part about what I've done over the years is I've kind of narrowed it down to one section that I shop for everybody in, the liquor department. So
they have some young
nephews. All right. They're going to get some cool stuff. We can't talk about that, though.
Yes. They get some toys. You might throw in a toy or two for yourself.
Exactly.
I've seen your orders come in.
Hey, whoa.
I won't say what's in them. No.
Right. We can't. This is a family show that we got going on here. There you go. Get your, pay big or I say don't get them.
Yeah.
I'm going to say in January, they're back down to $150 for a new pair. And then you say, hey, look, Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Hey, we have not done this in a while, and it's usually one of my favorite parts of the show. We take a hashtag from Twitter that's trending pretty big. And, boy, there have been a lot of lame ones recently or politically related stuff that we, you know. But in this case, we have hashtag ruin a video game in one word. So there's a lot of good ones. Why don't you kick us off?
All right. We were getting a kick out of these.
Press the start button, Jennifer. Two-player game here.
At Noise Boxer Streep Fighter, right. As in Meryl Streep.
At Amboys says, need for speed limits. Lame.
At Pam Jenk 042071. Minecraft.
Oh, imagine that.
That sounds like, a game that would have come out in the early 80s or like an original type video game.
I'm thinking like the 20s. You know?
Or, yeah, I guess I'm going not going back far enough.
Stop doing the wall thing. Trapped you in a wall. At JM Sreeshab 21. He says Sonic the Hedge Fund.
Oh, sad but true.
Yeah, right.
I grabbed one from the same guy. At I am _
Shreeshba
21. Personal Space Invaders.
I play that game every day when we walk into the train station here.
Right.
You know what? Let's go back to him again because he was on fire.
Oh,
and this is this is one of my favorite angry turds.
Oh God.
Might get some of those after Christmas dinner.
Game nobody wants to play.
Game over.
At that Lonnie Six Pack Man.
And you know what? We should have just called this the M. Sri Shaba Show.
Didn't realize we grabbed so many of.
We need to look at that a little closer next time. But this is by far my favorite. Super Mario Brothel.
Oh, this is funny.
All right. It's also National Hard Candy Day, so now all those butterscotches that you carry around in your pocket are
the Halloween candy, the last remaining pieces that people don't
really like. The ones
that
people
really
don't, the Werther's.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of the last remaining thing, it's the morning feed. It's time to call it a day. For Tuesday, and you can check us out on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher, also on Facebook. And thanks a lot for listening, as always. This has been a Tuesday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.